You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're doing our Valentine's Day show, and I'm just being transparent and being authentic, as my friend Chris Corey likes to say. Really what I'm doing is I'm expressing my eternal love for my wife. I think most people that watched what I did for the past 5 years know that I love Vivian, but we're going to talk a little bit more about it. So bring everybody up to date. Vivian needed a kidney transplant. We found her non-compos mentis on the floor about 5 years ago. Took her to the hospital, got her dialyzed, got her on the road to recovery. She went to dialysis every day for 4 years, almost killed her, but we found a beautiful woman in Pembroke Pines that gave us her kidney. We didn't know her, but God bless Betty Dee Martini. She was touched by God, moved by God to help us out. So we're real spiritual, and we really believe in all these great things, but the thing we believe in most is each other.
Exactly. There and you. By the way, Milagros is a miracle. That's the lady that helps me every day.
Tell me a little bit more about her.
She's so special.
Why?
Because she's always looking after me, making
she's
sure I have everything.
She's always laughing and happy.
And really happy.
She's tremendous.
And even fighting with me. But it's okay because she loves me.
That's right. You're surrounded by love. You got your whole love team. Now, honey, what was your toughest moment that you overcame during the kidney transplant? Was there
after
one?
After or before?
Let's talk about before, and then let's talk about after.
Before was, oh, my God, so many episodes that I hid from you because I didn't want to worry you so much. But, yeah, I mean, there were many times, at least once a week, where we thought I was not going to make it. Yeah. And my pressure would go down to 60. Sometimes it went, the lowest it went down, I think, was 50, 51. And they called the rescue, and I refused. And I sat there, and I prayed. And believe me, God heard me every time. And I stood there for 2 hours. I wouldn't call my husband. I knew that he was busy. And I drove myself home.
I love you,
every
Peggy.
Single time.
You're a strong woman. You're an inspiration. You know, we're going to get to the point where we're going to take you out there and let people meet you. You're still a little weak right now. Right now, you're taking this nasty medicine that knocks down your immunity. But, you know, we only have a couple minutes left. So really, you know, here's your chance to give your message to all the people. Hundreds of people donated. Hundreds of people got tested. You were a cause celeb. What would you like to say to those people, honey?
Thank you so much. Thank you for thinking of me, caring for me, loving me, taking the time out. I know it was hard because they make you go through a lot. I just want to thank all of you. I want to thank my team that is with me on my journey, my Daphne Evangelista, my Marcella, my Alina, my doctor, which I love to death, Dr. Judy Wilger, my other doctors, Dr. Mercedes Flores,
Dr. Wolf,
amazing, Dr. Roth, Dr. Ciancio, and all the team at MTI. Which
Miami Transplant Institute, Jackson Memorial Hospital, Carlos Magoya for helping us out. Everybody from Carlos Magoya to the people on transport were beautiful to us.
Mm-hmm. So, I want to thank Giselle Guerra is the head of the transplant, her personal assistant. And also, I want to thank Mike Fernandez, somebody that he did once I met. Let me just tell you a little bit. I met him one time at his office the first time. He asked me, Vivian, what can I help you with? I said, I want just one thing. I want you to change my doctors. Help me change my doctors in Jackson. I'm having a hard time, and I need your help. In an hour or the next day, I was already called by MTI, and I had the doctors that I dreamed of.
So what you're telling me is one of the most prominent members in the community was still a human being and just was loving and helpful. And so the image in the community that he has as a loving, helping person was exactly true. Was mm-hmm. true. God bless you, Mike Fernandez. Honey, thanks for coming on. We're going to have
David Lawrence had a huge impact today on me. I want him to know that.
I love
amazing
you,
amazing impact. Made me cry. And I want to see him back here.
He will definitely be back. It's your show too, honey. I love you very much. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. And I'm going to read everything now, thanking everybody. I want to give a shout out to David Lawrence.